You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. Welcome to episode 116, where my wife is going to punch me in the face for not recording, not once, not twice, but three times this very beginning intro part.
Yeah, this is my third time doing it. I'm super stoked. But so don't. I did stuff and things. The end.
So you went through Carn Doom. We actually went through the end of it. We faced the last guy. Spoiler alert. Was that the king? Who is he? Is the Witch King?
I think it was Mordrith, wasn't it?
Mordrith? Okay.
Yeah.
So we faced Mordrith. Very difficult. We did it on level.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it without Opidum, who was our broomkeeper, unfortunately, and I filled in as the warden.
Was the main reason why we kept failing.
Well, not everybody thinks that, but I think it's one of those cases where you're playing a character, and if you got alts, you know this, where you know that your character could be reasonably swapped with somebody else, and you would have a better performance. I think that the heals from the roomkeeper would have been more proficient than having a warden there, because Sodom was playing a guardian, and he just is way, way better than I am at a warden, and that's for sure.
I believe at this point I had asked a question in take one about your leechy skill.
Yes, I do not have conviction that is a level 58, therefore I cannot heal the group that I know of.
That you know of? Maybe you can? Is that what you're saying?
It heals me, but I don't think I have one that heals anybody else. That as far as I know. We did fail several times. We got it the last time.
It wasn't a lot of times. It was a couple
about three
times.
Or four, I think. Yeah. Twice.
I usually start getting really annoyed around three, so I don't think we made it that far.
Okay. Well, okay, maybe the third time, because we did reset it once, so I guess that doesn't really count as a complete wipe.
No.
Unfortunately,
I didn't die during the reset, so I don't count.
Yeah, unfortunately for Doomingdom, he had to run all the way back. That is the minstrel, and nobody else could res him. That was unfortunate, but
he had to run all the way back, and I tried to go. I'm like, I'll go get him.
Lost. So everybody's going. Everybody else goes to the front. I'm in the back here, and I'm like. And I run out to the hall.
It has no doors.
And there's this little silver-haired hobbit running from door to door, back and forth, not knowing where they're going. And just like, she's like typing out, I don't know where I'm going. And she's just running from room to room.
I finally did find him, but I didn't. Like, I got to that hallway and just ran up and down. Like, I made it like 30 feet. And that's all.
So she did not get to the very beginning, but she did at least find Dummy Dumb eventually when he got close enough, and she has officially
I think technically
her name,
Dummy Dumb Rope found me.
And she has officially written her name on every single wall of that
Oh
area,
yeah, it's so. Totally graffitied.
What about in Golden Star?
I started to play Golden Star, trying to get her to level. She's only 68 still. I'm in that camp where there's, like, you're supposed to go find horses and deliver them back to the ranch.
For the auction.
And I didn't even realize it was for the auction. I guess I didn't read it.
Well, you're trying to convince everybody to come to the auction and stuff like that. And
so I go steal horses from the wild who happen to have a whole bunch of bridles and like, they're fully outfitted for riding.
Yeah, you're not really feeling the whole leveling bit.
I'm not. So I pretty much turned it off and was like, I'm going to go watch Castle. I'll level
it
someday.
It was a repeat, even, and you liked it. Castle's that good, though.
I don't think I've seen that one.
We missed a lot of season three.
Yeah, well, it was on the DVR, so it was probably older, but yeah. I didn't watch it yet.
So, yeah, the story gets a lot better after that. I think you'll find it a little bit more compelling, especially when you complete the auction part. You'll find that it's kind of like a, at least for me, it was kind of like a, really? That's kind of, I don't know. It was pretty interesting. I think you'll like it.
Okay. I haven't been reading. I'm bored. I'm bored with leveling. I'm still 68. I am not getting any closer. And I'm just, I didn't get to play much last week for obvious reasons, but.
Well, I think you'll get there. And if not, I will do the Final Fantasy thing and level you. So
no, I don't need you to level me. I'll get there.
Okay. Well, I'll get on my guardian, but like get him up to 68, get him
like
there.
Like I said, I think in take two.
Well, maybe your excuse now is that you need my guardian.
You need to play with me.
Yeah, I'll get my guardian to where you are now that I know where you are. I'll get him to where you are, and we'll go through from there.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how I leveled to begin with, is I put him on follow, hit the heal button every once in a while, and painted my fingernails.
Heal! All right, so we'll do that. My champion is now 75. He is still got a ton of quests.
Oh, wait, I was surprised. You're 75?
And then you told me how you weren't going to heal me, and then I needed to get my health.
I forgot. I asked if you were going to make it your main.
Yes, because I was thinking about it, but the virtues right now, he's really low on a lot of his virtues that I want.
And I said, I'm not going to heal him because he's not a hobbit.
And I said that your selective role playing kills my soul.
It's not as funny. But killing your soul makes me happy. But yeah, so my husband is Merodach and he is a hobbit. And I am not going to heal this stranger.
Well, the whole reason I did it is because I felt like when we had Az, that... Not that I don't want Az in my group or anything, but I felt like it's superfluous sometimes, and that it would be better served having another character that could come along.
You could just learn how to be good at overpower.
It's not a thing of just being good at overpower.
You could just learn to play.
Oh, no. I still contend that overpower is not as good as it should be.
I don't know. I was there for the Guardian Roundtable, and they liked it.
Yes, I know. Jalorn liked it a lot. He played it. Pretty much exclusively. I still say that it's not as good as it could be. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So, yeah, I will get on my guardian and I will go through. But, I went around, I did some... It's kind of the same thing with you, although it's grinding deeds for me, where it's like, I don't really want to be doing this because it's boring.
Yeah.
It's really boring. And I
completely understand.
And I can understand why the leveling would be boring because it is kind of the same thing. But, you know, it's the same as any other game. So don't come at us and say that, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is how MMOs work.
This is how MMOs are.
I'm just saying I'm not feeling it right now. There's some days where I'm like, yeah, and I'm like burning through levels. And this week was not.
Yeah, this one you're tired. A lot of stressors. Yeah, completely understandable.
I'm just like, I'd rather just sit and veg and watch TV.
Yeah, not think about stuff. So yeah, I think you'll like it once you get past it. I think once I got past Dunbog, it got really interesting for me. I actually made it more interesting by reading the quest a lot this time. And I think it helped. And I think you'll like it once you get further on. It actually goes pretty quickly. I will say that, have you been to the Snow Village? The village?
No. Katani sent me pictures, so it's like I've been there.
Okay. All right. That one I didn't like that so much, actually.
Speaking of callback from 5 minutes ago, but speaking of the Guardian Roundtable, I didn't put this in the rest of the show, but we are asking for Lotro experts for the next bout of class roundtables.
Yeah, we have.
Look for that. I think it's one of our popular posts on the blog, so if you look in the popular section, it's right there. It's called Calling on Lotro Experts.
Yes, please follow that guide, though. We ask for specific information.
We've gotten people who are just like, I'd like to be on it. Like, well, I asked you to answer some questions.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, we'll contend with that. You know, unless we're really sure of who you are, we might just have to use that as a filtering device. So if you have done that, you can always feel free to reapply by filling out that information.
Yep, that's all we want.
I think that really covers it. Right now, I'll probably get on my guardian because I might do some deeds with my champion. But right now, I don't have the turbine points to really spend on deed accelerators or on just leveling them up. So unless they're easy, I'm probably not going to do them. So I think I might just focus on my guardian for now and see how that goes. All right. And now we'll head into Town Crier.
Hooray! We got that recorded, right?
And now, the town crier.
They started up the B2 patch notes, and then they just kind of dropped it. So it's kind of weird talking about it, but...
They patched it, and then they shut it down, like, a day later. It was... I didn't even have time to patch it, let alone try the Bull Roar build, because they shut it down right before Thanksgiving.
We'll go ahead and go through it. So some of the highlights that I picked out is that Wardens will not have their heals adjusted to scale. They weren't scaling. I think we mentioned that before in the previous... In the previous episode, the leader of the Instance Finder made Fellowship can now remove linked dead players. They were pretty limited, like you said before, didn't you? That they couldn't like kick people out or do anything like that.
No, I thought that they could do.
Well, they were very limited dead. On what they thought.
They weren't able to do pretty much anything. They couldn't change the loot rules. They couldn't kick somebody. I thought that you could kick linked dead, but maybe I was mistaken. Well, anyway, you can now.
So. You can. You are allowed to. The captain skill tactics focus will now scale its effect to 11 to 65. And skirmish camps now have tier 7 optional ingredients that are being sold on the crafting vectors. Vendors, sorry. There are tier 6 craft XP recipes and ingredients. Level 70 and 75 scroll cases if you need them for some reason, because they drop pretty well from my experience, and there aren't that many recipes, so I don't know why you would need them. And you can get the new Mithril Flake, the cracked re-Helvark sickles. I guess that's what they're called.
Helvark sickles. They're like icicles, but
yeah, apparently all these weren't available before, but now they're all on there, so you can get on there, so that's good. And you can now see which player was assigned which role when you enter the instance via instance finder, which I think is very, very interesting, because I guess you could have like a guardian who signed up to be DPS and a champion who signed up to be tank, and they're like arguing over who's supposed to be tank or whatever. I don't know.
But I thought it's just showing the person's name. You won't know what they are.
Okay, is that all it's doing? But I thought it kind of sounded like. Let's see, when you enter the instance via instance finder, I thought it meant like there would be like an icon next to their name. If you go in, like, it'll show what role they said that they signed
up. It does say what role, but it doesn't say that it's a guardian.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you'll know whose person, who it was.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that was a problem
or not. I see what you mean. We figured it out once we got in. They're like, I signed up to be a healer. So did I. I guess I'll tank. Okay.
That's weird.
What's weird?
That you both signed up to be healers. Oh, or you just... And you both got in the group.
That happened, yeah. And why not?
Well, shouldn't it only be one healer?
It's a minimum of one healer.
Oh, so it can be like...
Yeah,
it's a minimum. What if you get a group of all three healers?
You're going to rock the... Nobody will die. Well, the thing is, I could have gone War Speech.
True.
That was the one where I was with Katani. Katani was on her healing captain. I was on my healing minstrel, and we had a burglar.
Okay.
And Katani was like, well, I'll just go smack things in the face. You heal us. So.
Okay, so there are changes that are coming across. This might be separate. I'm not sure. There are changes getting away from the patch notes. There are changes that are coming across the lines for minstrels and champs that are coming for wardens. Orion has a threat out there that he is... Once again, getting verbally abused in, unfortunately. But this is what he has to say about it. There are going to be three distinct modes, distinct being the keyword, a play with a fourth generic mode. Those three modes are tank, melee DPS, and range DPS. That's interesting. There's going to be a skill called...
For the warden?
Yeah, for the warden.
Range DPS?
Because they have the javelin.
I thought that was like a rather slow skill.
There's only like... several skills you can auto attack is definitely the fastest. Okay. Yeah.
So you'll just be back there. You just have a pack full of a billion javelins.
Yes.
And you're just going to be back there throwing.
And everybody's wondering why you're a warden being ranged DPS. there's going to be a new skill called battle preparation, which is intent is basically to get you a gambit that is preloaded ahead of time before you go into a battle, so you can just, I guess, start off with something that's high aggro if you wanted to. and masteries are possibly being moved into trait set specs. What this means is that in order to get the masteries that you wanted, you would have to be specced correctly, which is kind of strange because right now wardens pretty much use them all most of the time. So I don't know. We'll just have to see what that comes up with. That's just a teaser. He does have some other lines where, you know, he says that making that change will make sense, but...
And those are not for update 5.
No, those are like update 6 and beyond.
Okay. Just want to make sure that you don't expect that for...
No, no. They're getting some changes, but just very, very minor changes, like the heal scaling. They had that, the partial buff, both partial mitigation buff that comes from using a normal gambit builder rather than a mastery. And I don't remember if there was anything else off the hand that was incredibly useful. Barter conversion also has a couple of updates. Some of the key ones, I guess, it's that superior fourth marks will no longer automatically convert. They were converting and people were upset that they couldn't choose whether they would be seals or medallions. Well, now they'll let you to choose. Other ones are the Dragox set items will have two prices, a seal price and a medallion prices. Completing a skirmish will always award appropriate reputation. That means no longer is the reputation bound to the daily, because right. There's not going to be dailies.
Because there's no dailies, right?
You will always get reputation when you run it, and they are increasing the amount of experience gained in skirmishes so that they will equal the amount of pre-existing daily quests.
Right, so you won't be missing the dailies.
Eventually. No, you'll just might get more experience per kill or per lieutenant. We're not really sure. These are other changes that are coming. Really seemed that they're trying to really listen to a lot of the feedback coming back from Bull Roar and trying to make it so that it's a little bit, just more balanced, that seals aren't just raid only all the time, that you can get them. And like, I think somebody mentioned that you can get seals now by running some of the new instances and Isengard that are coming out with update 5. You can't, I mean, of course you will get more of them running the raid, but it will be possible to get some of them through the actual normal instances.
Okay.
Of course, keep in mind that you to get the raid set, you will actually have to run the raid because they're tied. Yeah, they're tied. I think somebody said that they're tied by achievements.
Deeds.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, you have to reach so far in order to. I think when I was looking, but this was build 1. The item actually said on it, you have to have completed the deed such and such.
Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, you would want it to do.
Well, right. If every dungeon drops the same seals to get the best gear.
You want them still running the dungeon.
Yeah, you want them to still run the dungeon for the best gear.
Yeah. The White Hand the White Hand winners have been announced. However, whitehand.lotro.com no longer works. Yeah. Which I don't understand.
Well, congratulations to people who won.
Yes.
We had a week to announce it, and we blew it.
Yeah, well, the people who won, the one who won, I believe, the grand prize was the picture of the broccoli.
That one was pretty stinking cool.
Yeah, you can see that on Lotro's Facebook page, mm-hmm. actually. And yeah. Somebody also mentioned, this was just kind of a side note that I threw in here as well, somebody complained about the Isengard Tavern, how it didn't really make a lot of sense to them, how it can be improved a little bit, and they said that, yeah, they will come eventually, but as you can see, since that's just for testing, it's not the highest thing on our list to redo that. Which I don't blame them, because I would not want that to do either, you know? I don't think that revising the Isengard Tavern would be number one on my list for them to change.
No, for either. Something that's on a public beta anyway.
Exactly.
And only there?
Yeah, no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, what other news do we have going on?
Well, in the free people... That was a tongue twister. In the Free People press this week, there was a note saying that the Riddle Master is out and about over the weekend.
Ooh.
This is the event from the Bilbo and Frodo's birthday, where I'm not sure what this is, because I've never found the Riddle Master. I'm assuming it's sort of like the Fashion Maven, where there's an NPC, a GM walking around tossing out riddles.
Oh, really? And if you answer it, you get right?
You get stuff. I don't know. So I've never seen him. So if you see, I put in the newsletter, I'm like, if you see him, take a picture and send it to me so I know what the heck is going on.
Is there any description of like what he does or something?
He asks you riddles. I don't know.
Wow.
But he's active somewhere over the weekend.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It would be interesting to see what he actually asks and if he gives you time to Google it or not.
Yeah, give you time to Google it. You're a horrible cheat.
I am a horrible cheat, but that's how I win stuff. And that's why Fortune never has me actually get into a contest in the first place, because I never win. I cheat. So Update 5 also has official screenshots.
Yes, this is screenshots of the continuing epic story. The epic story is called The Prince of Rohan. And this is what Turbine said about it. Aid Prince Theodred as he endeavors to keep the forces of Saruman from entering his homeland, the kingdom of Rohan. Report to Theodred's camp and help his troops for the trials to come against the armies of Isengard. The Ford of Isen, the gateway to Rohan, must be held at any cost. Now, in case you weren't aware, Update 5's official name is the Armies of Isengard, in case you didn't know that.
Okay. That's very cool.
That's the name of it. So, and these are screenshots just of the epic story. I don't know.
They look like they are pretty much, all except the last one, which I don't know. To me, it looks like something out of the Lone Lands.
They said that someone in the comments said that the last picture there is a picture of Osternhoth.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. And mousing over it, it says epic story Osternhoth. So that's good to know.
So apparently something about the epic story has taken us back to Osternhoth. I don't know.
Well, that's cool. Well, maybe it's kind of like, hey, look here. It's a raid. You want to go here. But to me, all these look very cool. I'm still getting used to seeing the Rohirrim, because this is kind of strange. I mean, they're all very Norse looking, which, yeah, I realize that's what Tolkien based them off of. That's
on purpose.
They all look very, I mean, it's kind of cool to see. We in the past, we've really dealt with people like the Rangers who are very stealthy. They're very, you know, they wear lighter armor and stuff like that. So that's cool to see. It's very interesting to see people who are like, seriously look like they're geared for war. Maybe that's just me. But it's very cool to see them geared that way and to see all these heavy armaments and horses. And I feel like we're getting into the climax here. I don't know. Yeah, are you kind of where there's just so much going on? It'll be interesting to see how Turbine does, who, you know, deals with this. Even in their last dev diary, or not their last dev diary, but their dev diary that dealt with, that dealt with the epic quest, they said that they're going to have like to deal with snapshots in time, because we're getting so close to the middle of the story here, where a bunch of action happens and then it's repercussions of after the war.
Yeah, well, everything after Lothlorien, the fellowship is broken, and so our pieces of the fellowship are scattered here and there.
Yeah.
Pippin and Merry are stolen, Aragorn and Elfface,
Legolas,
and Gimli are...
Thousands of women are upset at you right now.
I'm so sorry. His new name is Elfface. Frodo and Sam are, of course, continuing on their journey to Mordor. So,
well, yeah, and it'll also be interesting to see who, how people, deal with this, because we are asking for questions for an interview with Turbine on Tuesday, and still, we get people who are asking, will we ever see or follow the Fellowship down the Anduin? Well, in game time, they've actually already left. They've actually, you know, they're already going through stuff like that. It'll be interesting to see how players react to that.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a Dev Diary roundtable with the creators of the instances and Kyle Horner.
Well, Pinelane says, technically the fellowship doesn't break until the day after book 5.
Oh, okay. Does that mean that they are down the
Anduin? I don't know what book 5 is. Where's book 5? What is book 5 of what?
Update 5. I don't know. Okay, book 5 is the one that
okay, he's saying
right now.
He's saying he meant the epic story that's being released with update 5.
Right. But I think he's right. I think update 5 and book 5 are they said book 5 in the notes.
So oh, it's called book 5? I am not aware of what book we're on.
Yeah. Okay, so volume 3 book 5, okay, which is what's going to be coming out in update 5. Ooh, it's all circular. Yes, that means the Fellowship will be breaking right then. And it says that it'll be going in Fast and Furious mode. So it'll be interesting to see how people handle this, because they said that there's going to be a lot of snapshots, because otherwise the game will be over very, very quickly. And so we're nearing the end of February.
Frodo wins again.
We'll see. What they said is that we're nearing the end of February 3019 in the book, and in Frodo will arrive at Mount Doom in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the game is not going to last 1 month.
No. We still have, I'm sure that Rohan will be a separate expansion, the same that Isengard was.
Right.
I would be surprised if it wasn't an expansion.
So would you want to see Frodo throw the ring in Mount Doom? Do you think that there would be any way
that could
logistically happen?
Unless it was like we're seeing a story of like we're Sam is retelling it and we're like living it through Sam's eyes or something.
Yeah, that's true. Or maybe we just see it like happen in a cutscene or something like that. I don't know.
I'd be happy to see that. Okay. I think it should. I think for closure. I need closure.
Closure. Yeah. And they do hint that there's actually in that scene one, they did hint that there's, you know, there's more possibilities that are wide open afterwards. After that story is concluded with the ring. Interesting take. And I'm glad that I'm the one who doesn't have to deal with that, because I bet there's a lot of lore and a lot of discussions between different parties about what is appropriate afterwards. So moving on to the actual stuff that's actually going to happen and stuff that we can all theorize later. Dev Diary Update 5 Developer Roundtable was a pretty interesting take on a developer diary. Kyle Horner, who you may recognize from work such as the 101 series for different classes, has got together with the content designers for the different Turbine instances that are coming up. Derek Filippo, Jared Hall Douglas, Joseph Barry, Dan Ouellette.
That's a very French word that we don't know how to say.
Ouellette? That is not right. That last one was not right. Sorry about that. And Bob Hess, which I can
actually
say.
Thank you, Bob, for having a name like Bob Hess.
So we learned that there are going to be like three. Of course, we know there's going to be three three-mans. Dark Neck Unleashed is one of them. That one's going to be pretty interesting. That was the instance that was closed during the beta. And what this is going to be is that there's going to be a guiding a troll through a dungeon as he smashes stuff.
Break open a something?
Until he breaks into the ring of Isengard and he gets low enough to where you can finally face him down and attack him.
Crazy.
Yeah, so you're going to be like basically shooting with a ballista, I thought, that until he breaks stuff and you can face him. But the whole goal of tying this in is to face Saruman and to shake him down. And basically, he's been working on... spoiler alert if you haven't... He is putting together rings, and this is out of a line in the book where he calls himself Saruman Ringmaker. And you and everybody else are trying to get those rings and destroy him. And that is the whole goal of the whole thing.
Hmm.
Is, going through and in the pits and just, you know, disrupting the forge and the foundry and stuff like that. And, you know, destroying it and then finally getting those rings back and destroying them. And it's a Joe Barry, you know, stresses in this that it's very interesting because, you know, in the end, you need to win, but you can't win. Because you can't beat Saruman. Saruman has to,
live.
Yeah, he has to live.
He has other things to do later on, in case you don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It looks pretty interesting. We've got Fangorn's End, which is a three-man, which you said was kind of like Frogger.
Yeah, I've done Fangorn's Edge on Bull Roar. It is the Frogger dungeon.
Yeah. We got the Pits of Isengard, where in Tier 1, you choose one of two wings to investigate, and then you run both wings in Tier 2. We've got the Dark Neck Unleashed that I talked about. They got the Foundry, which is a six-man, where it looks like you're going to be dropping stuff on one of the bosses. I don't know. It looks crazy. Like, there's a lot of interactive, and there's one part where you fight a boss and you're dropping metal on him. And the Tower of Orthanc, which is the new 12 man, where you face Saruman, the Ringmaker, and you're going to be facing, it's a 5-boss raid where you're going to be going through different, I think they said 4 different wings.
4?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one
said boar.
Four. And one of the cool things that they did together is that you're going to be able to craft a necklace through pieces that you get inside the different.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
The different ones are different instances. You have to go through all of them to kind of level this up. And then you level up the rarity as you collect shards and stuff like that. Of course, to get the highest version of the necklace, you have to go through the raid.
Okay.
And the cluster will also be conveniently located in one central hub, which has all the amenities that you are used to, like your class trainer and stuff like that.
And it was a pain in the tush to get to.
Yes, just so you know, thank you, Kitani, for telling us, but it's a dude right by the bank, or I don't know if you found it by yourself, but what? She told me where it was.
There's a dude by the bank?
There's a dude by the bank in Galtrev, where you talk to him.
Okay.
And he sends you. He sends you there.
Oh, okay. Oh, he'll send. I didn't know you could be sent there.
Yeah.
I walked my happy butt out there.
Oh, sorry.
It was awful.
And what I liked about the Dev Diary Roundtable is that it was kind of a nice little talk about all of it. And it goes through the designing process of all of it, which was really cool to see and really appreciate it. It's like being a little fly on the wall of the developer table and how they run through everything. I really liked it. There is a new LOTRO blog out there called There and Back Again, and it's just kind of, so far it's got a beginner's leveling guide about how to for free to play players. It should be available soon. You might want to go ahead and check it out, and it's just somebody who dropped us a line and we thought it was worth mentioning. 10 Ton Hammer also has a play session, which if you read Justin Olivetti's or Sipster's review or guide in massively.com. This is kind of a little bit more of that. This takes a look at the instances and the volume 3, book 5. And this is where I found out basically where you're going to be dropping like melting, you know, metal on one of the bosses in the forges, and more about Darknock Unleashed and other details that I think you'll actually find interesting. It kind of goes a little bit more in depth, written by Gunky, who is their main writer for Lord of the Rings Online. I suggest if you're kind of interested, give it a look, and he really only covers the Foundry and Darknock Unleashed, but those are two of the ones that I don't think that we really get to see much of while the beta was going on. And he's got also a little bit about the Instant Finder, but you know, not much of that as well. Moving on, there is a cosmetic guide to ROI quest rewards, which you can find on the LOTRO Stylist. So if you're like me, you've been going through Rise of Isengard, and one of the things that you've really enjoyed is the different cosmetics that are available from the different rewards. I know I have been trying to figure out where some of the ones that I missed or some of the ones that I liked came from, and it's also good to know that just in case I missed one, I know where to get it from. So this is a pretty extensive guide. I really liked it. I thought it was excellently done. And if you are looking for anything in Rise of Isengard, as far as cosmetic goes, this is probably where you can look up the different pieces, without a doubt. This is just a fantastic job. And Devona, you just outdone yourself with this quest reward guide. I just can't believe it. Although you have totally sabotaged my wife's player, because she will now be choosing things based on their cosmetic look rather than on their actual value.
LOTRO Stylist did not do that to me. I've been doing that for years.
I'm just saying that she is not helping at all. There's a desperate situation, a brewing, and my wife is not. How are you going to be raid ready if you look pretty?
I am not going to be raid ready. I am going to be pretty.
Moving back up to store news, there are winter specials every day in December. And tell me, what do you think of them?
I think they're poop. I'm sorry. They're, okay, what it is, they did this last year too, where there's every day there's a special item that's on sale for a certain percentage off. Last year we saw a lot of 50% off everything, and this year we've seen one 50% off so far, but everything else is just kind of not impressive. Today, December 3rd, 20% off the Dusky Nimblefoot Goat. Do not buy this, even at the 20% off, which is a normal sale price for the stupid thing. It's not worth it. It's $8 for a goat that you will be knocked off of when a orc farts at you. It's horrible. I guess if you are just already in Moria and need a goat, go for it. I guess it's okay. It's your $8. But there are goats that you can get outside of Moria before you get to Moria. You can do the Thorns Hall reputation. That's a goat that will work in Moria. And when the Fall Festival the Winter Festival comes out, you can get the Ale Association goat.
I really thought that you could get an equivalent quite easily. I mean, you'll run around some, and it's not fun to run in it. But I don't think, even though this was something that we all got, maybe there's a little bit I take it for granted
It was from
Mirkwood. You and I both have it, and maybe there's some prejudice on my part from that, from already having it. I just don't think that as a per character thing, it's worth the money that you would have to spend to get these.
This is way too expensive for as many times as I get knocked off. It's a very weak mount.
I believe it's with the miners that you have to get that, that you can get something equivalent at Friend, I think. I know at Kindred, they have one that's really high. That's the fast mount, but I think you can get an equivalent one at Friend just for in-game gold, and it's worth... Yeah, I would just do that instead.
Okay.
It's not worth it. It's really not.
December 4th is 25% off shared wardrobe, which of course is a good thing. I'm a little disappointed it's only 25% off, but still 25% off is bigger than the normal 20% off. So that's, you know, better than a poke in the eye for sure. And wardrobe is something that I always need. I need more. But so that's the sale for December 4th. And these are daily sales only. You can't get it past that. December 5th, 50% off the simple rally horn. This makes it really cheap, but it's a one item. You're not buying a stack of them.
Oh.
And you have to be, you have to, I mean, you, it's a certain situation that you would need these. Like if you were leveling, say, you and I, and you weren't a guardian and I didn't have your whistle acorn thingy.
Right.
It would be useful because I could summon you to me.
Yeah, I don't
see... while we're leveling in Dunland. Instance join, of course, you don't need it because everybody who's in the who joins the instance join will be put in the instance from wherever they are. So you don't need to call anybody to the mustering horns like we used to. So it's up to you if you need one. 50% off is a good sale to get it in. That's on December 5th. That's Monday. And then December 6th, thanks to Krell, he sent us what that one is. It's going to be 30% off your cloaks.
Just for cloaks?
Just cloaks.
Wow.
Well, the December 1st was, I think, 20...
Oh, it's body items?
It was body items. 25% off body items, I think.
Still, it still seems kind of very selective.
I'm not loving these sales. I'm hoping that maybe we'll have better ones later on, but... I'm kind of annoyed with the whole thing. Why are they only releasing it a day at a time? Whereas before they used to do a whole week at once and I could plan. And that way I could send myself a reminder Saturday, go buy your shared wardrobe.
You know? Yeah. And out of all of these, I think the only one that's actually worth investing is probably the shared wardrobe. Maybe the simple rally horn if you really needed it. But
I mean, cloaks are nice and there's a lot of store explosive cloaks in there.
But with all the cloaks that you can get in Isengard now, you have plenty. I mean, I know everybody's not in Isengard, but I think that there's enough on the that you could get on the AH or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm still kind of iffy about it. I mean,
I'm just saying, if you were looking for a specific 30% off, it's much higher. It's 10% higher than our normal 20% off, which is a nice deal. It's a good deal.
Fair enough.
But it's still kind of meh. I'm not overwhelmed with the daily sales so far.
Yeah.
I hope that I am proven wrong and it gets better.
Well, what's the weekly sale then?
Well, our free sample for the week is a scroll of lesser craft acceleration. This is the scroll that allows you to craft for an extra 25% experience for 10 minutes with your crafting. So this is where you get 100 million items, and you pop this for the 10 minutes, and then you auto-craft while you watch Castle.
Interesting.
So this is a free sample. It's minimum level 5, I believe, so pretty much everyone can get it if you can get to the store. You have to put it in your cart, and it is code DMGCDC.
Interesting. That's kind of a cool... That's kind of cool.
Might be something to try. I mean, that's something that I probably would not buy on my own, but I'm willing to pick it up and try it.
Definitely get it on your jeweler.
It's a good idea. I was thinking my scholar.
And your scholar. I sent you a bunch of stuff.
So it's only one per account.
Oh, then do it on your scholar. I already got your jeweler proficient, so just needs a master now.
Okay.
What else is going on?
I think I got my jeweler up there, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Weekly sales. Well, we have 20% off ingredient packs. These are 10 stacks.
Boo.
Huh?
I said boo.
They're kind of a meh. It's a shortcut if you don't want to go and collect 8,000 pieces of ore, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
The only downside is anything you craft with these are not tradable, sellable. They're yours, basically. So you can't, like...
Oh, yeah, you can't give them to somebody.
Yeah, I can't be like, oh, I'll totally make you one of those. But it's purely made to help you craft get your skill up for crafting. And it's up to you. I've never purchased any, but
I've never used them.
Yeah. I'm a horrible crafter, so. Crafting Guild Access is also 20% off. This is free for VIPs. VIPs do not have to buy Crafting Guild Access. I believe you can get up to it. It's expert that you can join a guild.
I can't remember. I think so.
Artisan? I don't know. There's a time when you can join the guild. And
it's not too far in.
Purchasing this will unlock it for your entire account. I'm VIP. I don't have to buy it, so I don't really know the ins and outs of these things. I'm very sorry. But
it's not artisan. I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's expert.
Okay. I was right. Anyway, this is account-wide. People usually are like, it's account-wide. It is account-wide. But the thing is that if I unlock the Scholars Guild, how many Scholars am I going to make, for crying out loud? I might have one on another server somewhere, but Landreville, my Scholar is Golden Star, and that's the only one I'm going to have. Yeah. You know, so it's not a super useful thing, but I guess it's nice that it's an account unlock. We always badger that we wish that more things were account unlocked, so I shouldn't complain about this.
No, it's something that you want. I mean, definitely the best items come from guild access, so you can really circumvent some of the items. You don't have to worry so much about getting all of the best items or all the recipes, because mostly the best items come from your guild. So that's what you're going to want to focus on. So I definitely recommend, if you don't have this, you should probably get it.
Yeah, we don't see these on sale often, the Crafting Guild Access.
No.
So this is a good one to pick up if you're interested. Also, Scrolls of Craft Acceleration are on sale. This is the same thing as the free one, except it's on sale. So
yay! If you like it, you can buy it.
Right. It's 20% off.
Right. Okay. Very cool. What did we have in CSDM news? Oh, Merrick is talking with Adam Mirsky and Aaron Campbell on Tuesday. You can expect a special podcast to be released when it is ready, which will probably be that day, hopefully.
You think we'll have it out that soon?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say when.
We will see. And Lotra Reporter's Chris, a.k.a. Almazar, has an article in January's PC Gamer magazine which quotes Golden Star.
Yeah, I'm now super famous. I'm like in print.
Ooh. Aren't you hoity-toity now?
It was very thrilling to see that, I have to say. I was very happy. Thank you, Chris, for including me. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. I went and told my mom. I had to explain to her who Golden Star was, but I told my mom. I'm like, this is me. I'm in a newspaper. I'm in a magazine. It's awesome. I went and bought a coffee. It's cool. Yay. Yeah.
That's very cool. And I think that concludes most of the news. We will move on to Tom Cryer.
Raise your glass.
Raise your glass. I do that all the time. I am out of it.
Everyone, please, Raise your glass with me.
Okay, so moving on to Razor Glass, we have only one letter, it seems like, this week. Mm-hmm. Kunath writes, how do I submit a screenshot? I have a few that I think are pretty cool and would be willing to share.
Well, so I'm not sure what you mean by submitting a screenshot. If you just want to send us a screenshot, you can send it to podcast@casualstrolltomodoro.com. There's also a Flickr group if you want to join that. It's called Share Your Lotro Screenshots, but there should be a link to that on the right side of our blog. There's a whole, like a Flickr gallery showing there. If you join that, you can just upload your pictures to the group and everybody can see them that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Share your screenshots. We love seeing people's
screenshots. Oh, definitely. All right. This week in Player Achievements, Seja writes, I finally got to Kindred Standing with Theodred's Riders on my captain. Well, kudos to you, because that is a pain in the butt, it seems like. But to be fair, I haven't put that much effort into it.
I don't even know what they are, because I have not even met them yet.
Yeah. The Dundalings were very easy, but I'm down in Coronier, and I don't know if I'm even ally with them yet. So, kudos to you. That is very awesome. Congratulations.
Gil Galen writes, this week, it was a big one for me. Last weekend, I made the hard choice to move my main from a small kinship with a bunch of great people I've been with for 3 years into a large, more raid-central kinship. My achievement this week is that last night, I did Dragok with my new kin and downed him on Tier 2 hard mode for the first time ever. Not only that, I got a worn symbol of Celebrimbor, a bunch of relics from my ally, and my class set helm, bringing my total up to 5 pieces.
Wow.
Overall, great week on my end. I hope yours was equally rewarding. Keep up the great work. Gilgane Swiftspear, High Guard of Numenor, Warden of Landerville.
Gloristan writes, got my first legendary items on...
I skipped one?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Got my first legendary items on Brandywine, a two-handed guardian hammer called the Hammer of Justice, and a guardian's belt called Warner Brothers Utility Belt. Both at least level 20 by now. That's very awesome. I like it. I give it a thumbs up.
Fury writes, I moved from Brandywine to Landerville with my main character. I miss my kin house. But yeah, but welcome to Landerville. But that's not why I'm here. I finished 2.6.8 on my main character and defeated Gwanthor. Gwanthor. That is an unpronounceable.
Yeah, that is unpronounceable.
It's some of the most fun I've had in the game so far. I really like the creepy atmosphere of the endless zones of Shadows of Angmar. Oh, wait, I skipped a line. I really like the creepy atmosphere of some of the places in Moria. I know a lot of people say they don't like it, but it's been a nice change after the endless zones of Shadows of Angmar. It seems they move faster pace. It seems they move at a faster pace.
That's my fault. Sorry.
It seems to move at a faster pace. It seems like just yesterday I was fighting the Watcher in the Water. I'm coming up on level 61 now, and I'm sorry to be leaving Khazad Dûm. Also, it seems to be snowing on your website. Perhaps there's a hole in your roof? Jeremy of Landerville.
Always.
I do this in December. It's a me thing. I don't ask. I just do it.
We like to thank the following people for podcasts and app reviews. Rorg.
Thank you, Rorg.
And we'd like to thank the following people for donations. Nicholas F.
And Sack M.
So how can people contact us if they would like to?
Like, no. You visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow both on Twitter and on Facebook. Please leave us a review on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m.-ish Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
And that's it, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And downloading, streaming, whatever you do, we appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next week. We promises on our heartses.
We promises on our heartses.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.